that smells great. All right. What did you do?
I made eggs, bacon, and cheese grits.
Cheese grits?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, what happened to the car? No, no, no. Where are the kids?
Everything's fine. Can a husband just make breakfast for his beautiful wife without there being any ulterior motives?
No. What did you do?
You're gonna love these eggs. Try. Right?
Skill.
Oh, these are so good.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you try these grits. Mm-hmm. Wee. Yeah, here. Oh, here, let me give you some more. There you go. Yeah. You know, speaking of bachelor parties, Anthony's is tonight.
There it is. Baby, is that why you waited to serve me those grits?
No. See, I'm only going to swing through for a minute.
Huh. Well, that better be the only thing that's swinging through there, okay?
That's funny. But really, can I go?
So how many nasty, dirty strippers gonna be there, huh?
Just one. But I don't even care about that. You're the only nasty, dirty stripper for me, baby.
Baby, you know what? Just stop, okay? All right, you are a grown man, and you can do whatever you want. But you gotta remember what you're coming home to. Mm-hmm. All right.
And, speaking of that, why don't you refresh my memory?
No, man. My cheese grits getting cold.
I'll be quick.
Then hell no!
You are dead. If you don't know the Lord, when you die, you are dead. If you don't know the Lord, when you die, you are dead. You're dead. You're dead. Dead. You're dead. Dead. You are right. That song sits in my spirit. What you doing, Daisy?
I'm updating my family Bible.
Oh, really? What is that, the Old Testament? Let me see that. Adam and Daisy. Where is Eve?
Laugh if you want, Mr. Brown, but it's very important to update one's family tree for posterity.
You know, I went and got my posterity checked. Lord, they scoped me. I didn't like that too much.
Well, you're like this. This is my great-great-great-grandfather Whitney. He came over from Ireland.
Really?
Well, he was asked to leave because he drank too much.
Ah. You know, I got Irish relatives.
Really?
Yeah, the old Jacksons. They shortened it to the OJs. Yes, they were they were bigger than
fingers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is my great 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 Aunt Abigail Whitney. She was a dancer.
Yeah, was she professional?
Yes, when she wasn't dancing, she had to pay the rent.
Did you say the Whitneys?
Yes.
I got Whitneys in my family.
No.
Yes, in the Brown Bible. I read this all the time. Make sure I keep reading up. Yeah, right here. The Whitneys run in my family, too. See, we got a Uncle Hezekiah Bo Diddley Whitney right here.
Well, Abigail Whitney was a great-grandmother of Eli Whitney, who invented the cotton gin.
Shut up!
It's true.
My Uncle Hezekiah invented gin and juice. I'm telling you. Where you say your family from?
Savannah?
My great-great-great Uncle Silas Brown was the first one named Savannah.
We had a Silas Brown in our family, too.
No.
And Silas begat Jacob.
And Jacob begat Percival.
And
Percival begat Emmett. Oh, cousin! wait now. This don't mean you gonna begat a family discount.
Hey, you scared me.
So how was that bachelor party, huh?
I think it was cool.
Yeah,
kind of bored. Let's go to bed. You coming?
Baby, baby, wait. You're not going to give me any details? Nothing? Come on, I'm cool like that. I'm your wifey.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure. You know, beer, poker, that's all.
You played some strip poker?
Well, the strippers did, and they lost. Yeah, they kept losing. And then they kept losing. They lost again.
really?
No, actually, I'm just playing. Everybody left their clothes on.
Honey, there's no need for you to get defensive because I trust you.
Well, that's good, because I'm trustworthy.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why are you sweating?
Nah, man, I was just messing with you.
I was really sweating.
Yeah.
But you know, The entire time I was there watching those strippers, I was thinking about you.
Baby, that don't sound right. No, it doesn't.
Okay, the entire time I was there ignoring them strippers, I was thinking about you. you know, because that was Anthony's bachelor party.
Anthony's bachelor
party. For Anthony. I was just there for support.
Well, baby, I am just glad you had a good time. I really am.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, I was there for Anthony and left before the show even started.
Oh, you did? So you only played cards. That was it?
That was it.
Well, why don't I take you upstairs? And maybe I can put on a show for you.
.25, .30, .45, .60, .65, .70, .75 All year round, my bases. O-U-T, out.
Mr. Brown, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing hide and seek with my cousin Daisy. This is our base.
Your cousin Daisy?
Yes.
Are you sure we're related to her?
Yeah, Cora, that's what the family Bible say. How else are you going to explain it? Because, Cora, we have relatives that date all the way back to my great-great-great Uncle Silas.
Uncle Silas. Safe!
Now, Daisy, you know that was cheating. Cora was distracting me.
Distracting, Mr. Brown. Now, don't you think you two are taking this a little too far?
No.
No, we just making up for lost time. Ain't that right, cousin?
That's right, cousin.
All this time, I thought we had a little Indian in our blood, Cora. And it was a dollop of Daisy.
And I had a little bit of brown.
Well, excuse me, I hate to interrupt your rainbow reunion, but you two may not be blood related.
What are you saying?
See, Corbin, every time two countries try to get together and pull it together, somebody gotta come mess it up. You newt. You're just evil.
Mr. Brown, you know it's customary for the slaves to take on the slave owner's name.
The Whitneys didn't have no slaves.
Slaves? We didn't have slaves. We had employees. They even had their own quarters out back. I believe they were immigrants.
Clara, is she saying that the Browns...
Mr. Brown, Miss Daisy's family owned our family.
No, no, there's no way.
You know what? I want my reparation, and I want it now.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
No, I want it.
Mr. Brown, no.
Daisy, you are dead to me.
Mr. Brown, you don't understand. My family voted for Lincoln. Twice. Cousin, please.
What is going on?
Family squabble.
Between them two?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even want to know. All right, take care, y'all. I'm off to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. All right, see you tonight.
All right.
Ooh, maybe we can play doctor again?
Oh. You sick? I got the cure.
Y'all gonna stop making all that noise next to my room.
Young love, so innocent, so pure.
Yep.
Y'all take a video?
Yes, y'all so affectionate this morning. What's the occasion?
No, baby. I'm sorry, but I do not kiss and tell.
That's why you need a video.
Okay, so look. Will went to this bachelor party last
night. Oh, and you let him go?
Well, why wouldn't I? I trust my husband.
And she should. Will is one of the good ones.
Yeah. He's a good one. At home.
Miss Edna, what are you talking about?
Well, you had your
stay-at-home Will. Kind and gentle, breakfast in bed. You have your bachelor party, Will, all wild and nasty.
Strippers in bed.
Miss Edna, Will is not like that. Okay, and honey, why would he go for some hamburger when he has got a fine piece of steak at home?
Oh, that's right, baby. Call me beef here, baby.
Some men prefer strip steak.
Oh, man, Will must have forgot his cell phone.
Oh, looks like an opportunity to me.
Don't listen to her. The road to hell is paved by...
You gonna look at that?
No, Miss Edna, I'm not gonna look at it. Okay, that text message is for Will, and that's his own private business.
Well, when he married you, you took over his business.
I think you need to look at this.
I think you need to trust him.
Ladies, look. Okay, Will doesn't have anything to hide.
Then what do you have to lose?
All right, Miss Edna. I'm gonna prove it to her, okay? My husband doesn't have anything to hide. If anybody knows everything about their mate, it is me. Okay? All right.
All right.
I'll read it. It was nice meeting you last night.
A little louder.
Here's more of what you asked for. XXX cinnamon. Mm. And now there's a video that's coming up.
Now, that chick did it right. She took a video.
How'd you get a leg up there right
now? I can't believe he lied to me.
Nana, don't jump to conclusion now. It's just a text message.
Cora, that ain't no text message. That's a video.
Now, look, there's a logical explanation for this.
Yeah, he's a man.
Miss Edna, this is not time for jokes, okay? I don't know what to do about this.
Well, first you pray. That's a good start right there. That's a good start. Honey, I want you to take the... First of all, you take that man. You sit that man down, and you say, Lord, I need you to help me work this thing out. And honey, he will do it. Yes, he will. Yes! 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 He'll do it, yes! Let the Lord use you.
I don't want to talk to him. I want to kill him.
Let the devil use you.
I left early, Sasha. Nothing ever happened, Sasha. You're the only stripper for me, Sasha.
Yes.
For better or for worse, Sasha.
Ooh, this is worse.
Wait. Hold it. I'm not him. Now sit down, baby, sit down. Let the devil use you like that.
Okay, look, guys. I am going to have to confront him, all right? I got to see what he's got to say about
me. No. You can't confront him that direct.
Yes. Well, why not?
Because you went through his phone.
But he is guilty.
And so are you.
Oh, guys, what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do?
You're going to vomit him.
Miss Edna.
Miss Edna.
All right.
You give him a little hint.
Yeah.
Most men, when they do something wrong, really want to tell you about it.
That is so magnificent.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the only way you can get the truth out of a man. Not a one of my husbands came clean unless I gave him a little encouragement.
Don't you miss him, huh, baby. I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You are a Christian woman. God will work that thing out for your marriage.
The man here hold your hand and keep you from the promised land. Watch the man, he'll hold you down and keep your neck pinned to the ground.
Mr. Brown, can I talk to you?
No, I'm studying about the man.
The Emancipation Proclamation?
Yes. I have you to know we were constipated in 1863. I'm trying to figure out how much money your family owed mine for all that hard work we did.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
I'm talking about affirmative action. That's what I want. Action.
Mr. Brown, you have to talk to me about this.
I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got to talk to you. You don't own me.
I didn't want my family to buy your family.
Oh, so my family ain't good enough for y'all now.
Sometimes you are just as stubborn as a mule.
Well, speaking of mules, where's my 40 acres and my mule? Where's my mule at? I want my mule and I want it now.
What is all this yelling about?
Cora, I'm being oppressed by the man. I'm sorry, by the woman.
Could you two please calm down?
Oh, tell that to Mr. Brown. He's the one with the one-man march, power to the people.
Hey, look, both of y'all, come sit down.
I ain't sitting down by her.
Come sit down.
You sit down first.
You sit down first.
You don't know me.
Oh, we'll sit together. We're equal.
All right, on three. One, two, three. Tell me what to do.
Now listen, okay, while y'all having your uncivil war, I've been doing some research. Apparently, our great-great-uncle Silas was a free man, and he ran away with Miss Daisy's great-great-great-aunt, Abigail.
Well, Abigail's name should have been Jezebel.
Oh, Mr. Brent, they got married and they lived together in Paris for the rest of their lives.
So we're the descendants of their children.
Yes, it seems so.
So my family never owned your family?
No.
Does this mean I can't get my mule? I just named that mule Madea.
Hey, baby doll. What's up? What's for dinner?
I don't know, baby. What were you expecting? Cinnamon rolls?
No. But, don't worry about it. I'll just make a sandwich or something. How was your day?
Oh, it was great. I had myself a long talk with Miss Edna and Cora. God and the devil.
Really? Mm-hmm. What were y'all doing, having church?
No. Actually, we were having a long discussion about men.
Oh, sweet. So, you talk about me?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, we sure did. About how low, down, and dirty you could be. That's what we talked about.
I thought you liked what we did last night. Wait a minute. You sound upset. I'm a little confused. So, let me rewind. I woke up this morning, mm-hmm. came down here.
Right.
Breakfast. Mm-hmm. Kissed you goodbye. You flirted with me a little bit. I went to work, came back. But now you got an attitude.
Oh, so I have an attitude?
Yeah.
Okay, you ever thought that maybe there is a reason that I have an attitude? Huh? How about you check this out? What's that?
A cell phone.
You want to be funny.
Okay. What, you want to upgrade?
I'm not mad about the phone. I am mad about what is on that phone.
What, numbers?
So you gonna play dumb? You're gonna stand there and you're gonna lie to my face. Okay. Well, cool. Why don't we play a game, huh? It is called Dial the Digits, huh? We're gonna see who's got the last laugh in this one. Okay, hold up. One. Oh, we'll see in just a minute. How about that? Oh! Oh! Is that ringing I hear? Is that a ring?
Oh! Oh, you know what? I think it is.
I know it is. Oh, well, I'm gonna... You are just... You don't know how much hot water you are in. I am going to hurt you. And you are just such a liar. Water. And I...
Hello. Hi, honey. How you doing? Yeah. This is your husband, Will. What? I'm sorry. Are you apologizing for not trusting me? Because you thought Anthony's phone was my phone? And obviously you don't trust your husband because you went through his phone looking at text messages. Huh? I'm sorry, is that your face cracking in the background? Come on, baby, I thought you trusted me.
Oh, baby, I did. Okay, I do trust you, but it's just that I was looking
Hey. I went to the party, okay? Anthony drank too much, so I grabbed his phone and his keys, and I drove him home like the responsible man you married.
Baby, I know, okay? I trust you. It's just that Miss Edna was telling me that
Miss Edna? Oh, God, you were talking to the devil.
Honey, I'm gonna make this up to you, okay? I'm so sorry. I really do trust you, okay? And I can't believe that I didn't. I don't know why I did it. I'll never do it again, I promise. Okay?
I don't know. Call me later and I'll see.
come on so you can be in the family portrait?
Come on, boy. I got a date. I got to get there before his wife gets back.
Okay, wait a minute. No, that's too much pink over here. You got to break it up. Get some color right here. Here we go. Yes.
All right.
Reparation on three. One, two, three.
Reparation.